Back in 1998, voters passed a state proposition that critics say has slowed the growth of bilingual education in California. Right now, most public school classes like science and math are required by law to be taught in English only. But this year, a new ballot measure asks voters to change that. Proposition 58 would allow schools to teach classes in multiple languages rather than just in English. Here's reporter Sarah Tan with more.
In a fourth grade class at Buena Vista Horace Mann in the Mission District, the school's 10-year-olds are learning Common Core math. They're practicing multiplying double-digit numbers, but it's not in the way you'd think, because they're learning it entirely in Spanish. And California voters will soon be able to decide if programs like this can be started elsewhere.
Eduardo, para resolver el problema yo.
That's math teacher Frank Lara calling on a fourth grader to answer a problem. Founded nearly 20 years ago, Buena Vista is one of San Francisco's first and longest-running Spanish immersion programs. Half of the students speak English and half speak Spanish at home.
The model starts with 90% Spanish in the lower grades, kindergarten, and then starts moving into 50% English and Spanish as they move on fifth, sixth, and middle school.
By the time they graduate, students should be fully fluent in both languages. But right now, schools like Buena Vista that teach core subjects bilingually aren't allowed in most cities, mostly due to Proposition 227. That was a California ballot measure that restricts bilingual programs in public schools unless parents sign a waiver every year, like they do at Buena Vista. Here's Christina Wong, special assistant to the superintendent in San Francisco Unified.
And it made it really difficult for a lot of districts to be able to start up new language programs.
So as a result, less than 5% of California's public schools offer multilingual programs, even though 1 in 4 of these students is an English language learner.
I think essentially what Prop 58 does, though, it really brings back the value of bilingualism, where I think Prop 227 really said bilingualism was not important.
Ron Unz was the co-author of Prop 227 back in 1998. He explained why he wrote the proposition in archival footage from the Associated Press.
Teaching children English is the way for them to learn English. Teaching children in a Spanish-only environment, Spanish when they go to school, is not the way to teach them English. I think Latino population in California will advance academically tremendously because of the passage of this initiative.
But that's not what educators today are saying. The ballot measure has racked up over $4 million in support from teachers' unions across the state. And advocates like Ryan Smith, director of EdTrust West, say English language learners desperately need a change.
English learners can be doing better in the state.
He says out of the state's 1.4 million English language learners in California, less than 15% are proficient in English or math.
If we go at the current rate, all California English learners won't meet college-ready standards in my lifetime or any of our lifetimes. And that's a cause for concern. This should really be a call to action to support the future of California.
And he also says, for English-speaking families, there's a renewed interest in bilingual language programs.
Number one, the research shows that students who choose to participate in multilingual programs attain high levels of academic achievement. We also see a recent UCLA study that found that two-thirds of all employers prefer to hire a bilingual employee over a monolingual employee, which shows that this isn't just a moral imperative issue for the state, it's also an economic imperative.
But critics, like the state Republican and Libertarian parties, say learning English is a key part of assimilation. Starchild is the outreach director for the California Libertarian Party. He says libertarians worry not prioritizing English could reinforce racial segregation.
I think it really does tend to end up segregating people. I think students will be better integrated and better accepted by the rest of society. You know, you won't have, over there in some special program where it's easy to otherize them.
Other critics think that bilingual education will make it harder to standardize tests. But for teachers like Buena Vista's Frank Lara, allowing bilingual education is also about welcoming students of different backgrounds. Learning multiplication is hard enough, and it can be harder if you can't talk to the teacher.
It's a sense of empowerment to express themselves and be validated as people and their culture that their thinking counts.
In one of the nation's most diverse states, voters will soon decide if California schools should embrace being bilingual or keep things the way they are. For Cross Currents, I'm Sarah Tan.